From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Air travelers could see more than the usual disruptions during the Thanksgiving holiday. That's because of a boycott of full body scans that's been loosely organized on the internet. The protest, called National Opt-Out Day, is scheduled for Wednesday, coinciding with what is usually the busiest travel day of the year. Coveted Aviation Security President Jerry Berry says such a boycott could create a lot of problems.
We have all those people that are trying to get home. Everybody's a little tense. They want to get on the airplane. They want to get home. I think it could cause a lot of chaos just for that aspect alone.
President Obama waded into the debate while he was in Lisbon at the NATO summit. He's asked security officials if there is a less intrusive way to screen passengers rather than through the use of pat-downs and body scans. The new measures were put in place after the foiled attempt to bomb cargo planes in late October. Yemen's al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has taken responsibility for the failed plot and now says it was part of a new strategy to inflict maximum economic harm rather than maximum casualties. In a special edition of the group's English language online magazine, the group says the bombs on the plane were inexpensive to produce. For the first time, President Obama says he wants American troops out of combat operations in Afghanistan by the end of 2014. The president says he and other NATO leaders agreed on the date at their summit in Portugal. Afghan troops are to take the lead role in fighting the Taliban by that date. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports one of the other things President Obama discussed at the NATO meeting in Lisbon was the so-called START Treaty with Russia.
There was a lot of attention paid this weekend to the START Treaty that President Obama is urging Congress to pass. This is a treaty that the U.S. and Russia reached that has to be ratified by Congress. Republicans say they want more time. President Obama wants Congress to pass it during the lame duck session before the new year. And all weekend long, one European leader after another came out and said, we would like to see the U.S., the American Congress, pass this treaty. It's not clear whether that will have any sway with Republicans who say they're not prepared to vote on the treaty just yet.
NPR's Ari Shapiro reporting. Much of New Orleans remains under a boil water order through at least the middle of this afternoon. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports a power outage at a water purification plant triggered the order.
More than 300,000 people in most of New Orleans are advised to keep boiling tap water before drinking. Mayor Mitch Landrieu says results of 28 water samples taken throughout the system could lift the advisory at mid-afternoon. Water Board spokesman Robert Jackson isn't setting a deadline.
Hopefully it'll conclude through the weekend, but it may go a little bit beyond.
It's the most widespread boil water order since Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The French Quarter is among the affected areas, as is the Superdome, where the Saints are set to kick off at 3 o'clock today. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
This is NPR. AIDS activists are praising Pope Benedict for saying the use of condoms might be justified in some cases. South African AIDS researcher Rebecca Hoad says the Pope's comments about condoms being useful for protection against AIDS will help save lives.
Will allow them to use one of the best preventative means that we have without feeling like they're being opposed by someone that they already look up to as one of the greatest living moral forces.
But Benedict made clear the comments were not intended to weaken the church's opposition to artificial birth control. The Pope's comments are in a book to be published this week. They were excerpted in a Vatican newspaper yesterday. Pope Benedict also speaks out about the possibility that he could resign for health reasons. The hunt for the killers of Russian journalist Anna Politkovskaya has moved to Belgium. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on the latest in the investigation into the 2006 slaying of one of Russia's foremost advocates for human rights.
Belgian media report that authorities in the city of Liège are trying to keep the inquiry low profile, that the lives of the Russian detectives are already threatened by the criminals they're tracking. Politkovskaya was one of Russia's preeminent journalists, fearless in her criticism of the government of then-President Vladimir Putin for what she saw as human rights abuses, particularly in the war in Chechnya. She was said to be preparing a major exposé of torture practices of the Kremlin-appointed Chechen government when she was gunned down in the elevator of her apartment building in October 2006. One trial has already prosecuted but acquitted two men. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.